WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the Rights Football Show, featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, and the Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week four of our high school football coaches shows. The next 15 minutes, we'll talk about the Rights Panthers. They ran their record to 3-0 with a 28-14 win in the bowl last Friday night against the Jasper Wildcats, and will be at Bundridge Stadium Friday night to take on the North Huskies. We'll come back. We'll visit with Corey Brunson. Also, Landon McClarty is going to join us during this segment. This is the Rights Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell, Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Whites, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-47. 741132. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, head coach Corey Brunson joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
You're doing well. Doing good. Good weekend.
Yeah, it really was. The Panthers go to 3-0 with a 28-14 win against the Jasper Wildcats. And I know, Corey, we talked last week just how difficult it is to prepare for the Wildcats and their offense in the span of about a week. But your defense certainly rose to the occasion last week. Just overall thoughts on the game.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, definitely did some things well. You know, you said, you know, offensively, Jasper does some, you only see that, you know, once, just when we play them, you know, and it's a hard offense to stop and hard to for us to run that in practice and do it right. So we, you know, we really stress our week this week, this past week, for kids to really watch film. You know, we try to remember we watch film, but even more so this week, because again, we won't be able to totally simulate what they do offensively. And we definitely did some things well defensively. I like to, you know, there's some times we still got a little lazy, didn't follow what we taught them in the week. But you know, overall, you know, holding teams to 14 points or less. I like our chances to win ball games if we can do that.
Well, then your defense obviously coming up with three turnovers. We know Jasper doesn't really put the ball in the air very much at all, and that offense is usually pretty fine-tuned. They don't really beat themselves an awful lot, but for your defense, especially early on, I think maybe the first series of the game, kind of a, you know, a scoop six for your touchdown to kind of get the evening off to a good start. But, you know, for your defense to create three turnovers against that kind of offense is pretty impressive.
Definitely have to play, you know, that first drive. Will Friday got a good hit on the QB running back exchange, and Azari Jackson picked it up in the house. That definitely got the momentum, you know, going our direction, getting it started right off the bat. Anytime we can call turnovers, I mean, it's something, you know, we practice. You know, I think every Tuesday, Wednesday, we work on some type of turnover and tackling circuit. So was good to see some of that stuff carry over to the games.
Well, then offensively, too, I mean, you guys obviously probably spent some time. I mean, there are a lot of good, you know, a couple things, you know, as far as your turnovers. I know you want to eliminate those altogether and all the other kind of mistakes that you made. But, you know, Landon McCloney, you know, well over 200 yards offensively the other night, a couple of touchdowns, one running, one receiving. He certainly had a big night.
Yes, he did. I thought, you know, second half, the O-line started, you know, again, they blitz a lot, and I think they did a better job of picking some of that up a little bit. And Landon got did a good job of reading his blocks and did a good job. I thought, again, you know, defensively, they know they're blitzing a lot. Sometimes we can't assimilate that in practice, but, you know, there are just things we deal with. But we move the ball fairly decent, you know, whenever you go in the night and have zero punts. You know, that's hopefully a good sign. We didn't punt all last night. We kept the ball going and moving, and it was good to have Ben back, throw it around, and Jamontre played some receiver. So there's some things good. We've still got ways to go, but definitely pleased with the performance overall.
Well, you mentioned that, Corey, that, you know, Ben did come back now for week three after missing the first couple of ball games. Jamontre, the, you know, week before that, well, the first 2 weeks. You know, to lead that offense, especially up at Vincennes in week two. So how much, if at any, did the offense change? You know, I know you talked last week about maybe Jamontre and that Wildcat offense as well, but did the offense change much as far as just the overall?
I mean, it was still the similar stuff. I think what Ben does, you know, allow us to throw the ball a bit more. Not saying Jamontre can't, because obviously Vincennes game, Jamontre threw the ball well. Just kind of overall every day in practice. Ben's definitely more consistent, but you know, with Devontae in there, he's definitely a good runner. But Ben also ran the ball well here tonight a couple times. But they both give us some options, and now Devontae receives, that gives us just another weapon out there in the receivers.
You know, just reading accounts of the ball game, a lot of the players interviewed after the ball game said it really wasn't a good week of practice last week, that the team wasn't just really locked in every single day. And, you know, this early in the season, you know, when you look at that Friday morning, you get up, you start preparing, you know Jasper's coming in. What kind of feelings did you have last Friday?
Yeah, like I said, we didn't have one of our better weeks of practice. I think, you know, maybe Monday or so was kind of a nice day, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, it heats up, and they just really didn't adjust to the heat and wasn't locked in, and it wasn't one of our better weeks practice. So that's something this week I hope we can lock in and have a much better week of practice and be a little bit more focused than we were the week before.
All right, we'll come back. Landon McCloney had a big night, and we'll talk with him when this Rights Football Show continues here on this Monday on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Haight knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Haight at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show here on this Monday afternoon, Landon McClarney joining us during this segment. Landon, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good weekend, I would think. Well, at least you had a pretty good Friday night.
For sure.
Yeah, obviously you did. And, you know, to get the win over Jasper 28-14 amid a tough, very physical game, you know, Jasper's got an offense that you don't really see a whole lot. But, you know, defensively, just talk a little bit. Obviously, the Wrights defense kind of set the tone early in the game with the scoop-up fumble, taking it back to the house to kind of get, you know, everything all fired up there on the home side of the field. But just talk about the offensive performance on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Defensively, that was huge. And offensively, I say first half, we were still trying to figure out what we could use against them. And then second half, we started finding momentum, and we started running the ball. Our stretch plays were working really well against them, so we just used those over and over again. And then our trick play, of course, was a huge play in the game, too.
Well, finding the end zone twice, once on a reception, the other kind of running the ball in. I mean, going in, what did you kind of see on those two plays, Landon, that got you into the house and in the end zone?
Well, first off, I have to thank my line. I mean, I can't do it without them. And just finding the hole and running hard and using my moves I have, and stiff arm I felt like was huge that night. And, yeah, just running hard through the holes.
And then as far as your reception?
Oh, yes. The screen play, I actually really liked that play, and I thought it was a great play call. And there was a lot of good blocks in that play, and I found the hole and did what I needed to do.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously Jasper, a really good team to get that win, now to go 3-0. I mean, I know reading some accounts from players that got interviewed, I mean, it wasn't the best week of practice last week for Wrights, but, you know, to have Jasper in your house and to get a win to go 3-0, how does that feel at this point of the season?
Oh, yeah, that feels great. We did not know really how our team would perform, losing all the seniors that we had last year, but a 3-0 start is great, and we can only hope for more.
All right, Landon McClarney joining us here in the Wrights segment on this Monday afternoon. Well, Landon, now we turn your attention to kind of a middle third of the season, obviously broken down the regular season into 9 games. First 3 are in the books. You get ready for North. Before we talk about that, just, you know, kind of where this team is, do you see kind of overall team improvement with each passing week?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely get more comfortable with each other as a team, and then just more comfortable with our playbook and what we need to do defensively for the teams that we're about to verse.
Well, you get a North team this week. They're coming off their first win of the season. They beat Harrison last Friday, so they got to feel some confidence right now. It's going to be up at their place. When you think of North and you think of this conference, I guess, overall, Landon, I mean, you know, there's a lot of really good players, a lot of really good teams. What kind of team are you expecting from North this week?
I mean, North being a very big school, we always know that they're going to have some great players. They're going to play hard. They have a good good coaching staff over there and stuff like that. So we're expecting to verse the hardest team yet, and we're going to have to work harder than we did last week against Jasper.
What's been the key to the success so far this season? I know you guys are still working on some things, and Coach Brunson talks about the turnovers. They talk about, you know, the penalties and things like that. But what's been the key, do you think, to the success so far through 3 weeks for the Wrights Panthers, Landon?
I think just outworking the opponent and being conditioned. We have players that play both ways, and we need to keep those players out on the field, and we can't afford cramps and injuries and stuff like that. So just outworking the team and finding momentum on offense and using that momentum towards their advantage.
All right, Landon, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Congratulations on your performance, the team's victory over Jasper, and all the best this week when you guys get to North.
Thank you.
That's Landon McLaurin. We'll come back at the scouting report on the Huskies from head coach Corey Brunson when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Kim Schnell, Nonemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Haight knows the importance of preparation and performance, and as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Haight at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132.
At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools. And also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104. A proud sponsor of local athletics.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Wrights football show on this Monday afternoon, the Panthers on the road this week. They'll be up at Bundridge Stadium taking on the North Huskies. North got their first win of the season last week over at Romaine Stadium with a 13-3 win over the Harrison Warriors. And so, Corey, you take a look at this North team. Obviously had a really good year last year. Won a sectional championship, off to a little bit of a slow start with Castle Memorial, but got their first win. Their defense has been playing pretty well the first couple of weeks of the season. Offense really kind of get on track, I guess. But overall, just your assessment of Coach Paradine and the Huskies.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're definitely got some big guys up front. You know, they're definitely a very solid ball club defensively. You know, they're flying around offensively. I think they can do some good things too. You know, they just start off. You start off with Castle Memorial Harrison. You know, it's not a there are no easy games in this conference. But I mean, you start off with those couple teams. That's a tough start. So they were in both of those games, had some opportunities. So they're definitely, close to turning those losses into wins. So we definitely got to come out and be ready to go and be definitely physical up front and try to slow down their run attack.
Well, obviously, when you talk about their running attack, you talk about Rucker. I know he had that big ball game against Memorial a couple of weeks ago, over 100 yards. You know, most of that he got on one carry, but still, I mean, he is certainly a force. I know they're still trying to figure out some things offensively. I know Coach Paradine at the beginning of the season said, you know, they probably wouldn't throw the ball an awful lot, and they certainly did that against Castle in week one. So how do you prepare defensively for this North team? Kind of just focus on Rucker and then maybe let somebody else, you know, do their thing or try to contain Rucker?
Definitely, I think we definitely got to slow down the run game. Most of these teams in this conference, you know, a little more to the run. You know, defensively, we have to be able to stop the run. If you can't stop the run, you're going to be in for a long night. So hopefully we can get some big guys up front, so physically we can play physical and match that and slow him down and try to make them one dimensional where all they can do is throw the ball. So hopefully we can do that. If we can do that, I think we'll get some opportunities and make some plays. It's just a matter of can we make them.
Defensively, I mean, you look at this North team, and, you know, they've given up 52 points in three games. So, I mean, and when you talk about playing Castle and you talk about Memorial and Harbison, so what makes this defense so good?
They fly around, and you know, they're a 3-4 defense. They're three down linemen are big athletic guys, and their linebackers, they do different things blitzing-wise and do different things. They're definitely a aggressive group, and you know, they fly around and hit. So we definitely got to be, you know, so much of the Jasper week. We love to already pick up some blitzes and be a physical ball club up front. Hopefully we can get some holes for running back and give Ben some time to throw the ball a little bit.
When you talk about special teams, too, we really haven't addressed that a whole lot this year with you guys. But, I mean, you kind of saw it last week in the game with Jasper, the fact that you guys didn't have to punt. But, you know, special teams can always, you know, be the difference between a win and a loss. I mean, how would you grade out your special teams for the first 3 weeks?
I think we're definitely getting better in that area. I mean, we are our kickoff team. You know, if we're fortunate, hopefully we can keep scoring, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns. You kick off a lot. You know, I think we've been, our opponents kind of been starting around maybe at 20, 25. You know, so it's hard for just in general any team, high school, pro, college, to go 80, 70 yards. You know, obviously the closer they are, the percentages are better from the score. But, you know, we can pin our team, our opponents back. It definitely helps out defensively a lot. So I'm pleased where we're at. Push team wise, there's still some areas we got to get a little bit better, shore up a little bit. So then we had an extra point blocked. Fix that issue, but overall, I think we're doing decent as a team there.
I have one final question. I mean, you look at this number team right now; they come in 1-2, big ball game. Certainly, you guys are at the top of the conference. You've been that way now for about 2.5 years. Everybody's kind of gunning for rights to try to snap your 22-23 game winning streak, whatever it is now. And obviously, we're getting kind of close now to the halfway point of the season. So, you know. They need a win to kind of turn their season around a little bit. You guys obviously want to keep pace with Memorial and with Modern Day. Somebody's going to fall from the ranks of the unbeaten this week when they play. But I know all your focus is on this North game. What will you guys have to do on Friday, Corey, to get out of there and go 4-0?
I mean, I think, yeah, it's just start with a great week of practice, and then just, you know, come out doing our job, be physical. You know, they're going to bring out a lot of energy because you're right, man. We've been fortunate in the last 2.5 years of conference play, have played well. You know, I feel that, you know, everybody's gearing and try to knock us off on the regular season rankings. And, you know, we got to come ready to play, and we're going to everybody's going to give us their best shot. And we got to go out and get the job done and do all those little things right. If we do those things, I think the game will take care of itself. In America, we do make those big plays and not make those big silly mistakes.
Corey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best to you and the Panthers this week in practice and in the game on Friday at North.
I think I appreciate it.
All right, that's Corey Brunson. This has been the Rights Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Rights Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by King Schnell Neudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Roar Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Rights Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.